Hey y'all, welcome back to my podcast. As you can tell by the title, today I'm going to be doing a story time about sneaking out the house. Mainly my first time sneaking out the house. We not gonna waste no time. We gonna get in this bag and we gonna get this story time started. Okay, so let's get to it. Okay, so my family, well, not my family. My parents are the type of parents where they didn't believe in letting us spend the night at other people's house unless they were family. They were very strict. My parents are very, very strict. So it was the summertime, and me and one of my best friends by the name of Blue, y'all probably heard me say Blue before throughout this podcast, we came up with this idea that we would ask our parents if we could spend the night. Well, if I could spend the night at Blue house. Now, Blue parents were strict, but she knew how to maneuver around their strictness. So, we decided to ask her mama and dad first. She asked her mom and dad. Her dad didn't care. Her mom was like, it's fine as long as it was okay with my mom. So, now we had to come up with an idea to ask my mama. Because my mom good at saying no. So, we came up with this brilliant idea that we would bombard my mom while she was at work. That she would be so busy, she would just say yes to get me off the phone. I mean, at the time, it sounded like a brilliant idea. I'm not gonna lie. So, that's what I did. I called my mom when she was at work, and she answered the phone. And I was like, Mama, do you think I could spend the night at Blue House? Please, please, please. And she goes, who house? I said, Blue, you know Blue, you met her mom before? She said, no, I haven't met her mom. I saw her mom in passing. And you know how me and your dad feel about that. I'm like, please, Mama, I've been listening. I did all my chores and, you know, trying to gas myself up so my mama can say, yeah. So my mom was like, well, I'm not going to discuss this right now. I'm busy. I'll think about it, but we'll discuss it with your dad when I get home. And she hung up the phone. So, when I called Blue back, I said, well, that's a no. Anytime my mama say we're going to discuss it or she'll think about it, it's a no. My mom is the queen of no. Blue was like, don't think like that. Just keep asking her. Just keep harpooning her. She's going to say yes. I'm like, no, she won't. If I keep asking her, she's going to punish me. Then I'm going to be punished, stuck in the house for the rest of the summer. And so, I said, forget it. I'll ask her again. So, I didn't have to ask her because once my mom and dad got home, my dad called me to the living room. And he was like, well, you know, give me a speech. You know how me and your mom feel about spending the night at other people's house. Blase, blase, blase. So, I was telling my mom and dad that I felt like they were being a little unfair. Because my siblings, they were out doing what they wanted to for the summertime. And I'm just stuck in the house being Cinderella. And so, my dad was like, what do you mean, Cinderella? I said, you know Cinderella with the evil stepmom whose sisters had to go out and live their best life. And she was stuck in the house basically cleaning up and cooking and doing everything while everybody else was out living their best lives. That's how I feel like I'm doing. So, I know they kind of got to my dad a little bit. So, my dad was saying, well, is it going to be any boys there? I said, no. You know, Blue is the only child, so it's just going to be me, Blue, her mom, and her dad. And so, my dad was like, it was fine with him, but of course, the ultimate decision is up to my mama. So, I'm just like, please, mama, please, 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 I promise you, if y'all let me spend the night at Blue House, I won't ask for anything else the whole summer. Like, I'm really trying to sell this right now. Like, please, y'all won't let me be great. So, my mom was like, okay, let me talk to her mama, and then I'll let you know. So, I was like, okay. So, I called Blue, and I told Blue that my mom would like to talk to her mom. Her mom had just got off of work. She was in the shower or something. She was going to call me back later when her mom got out. I was like, cool. So, I let my mom know that. So, maybe an hour or something went by. Her mom calls. I give my mom the phone. Y'all, they stayed on the phone for 2 hours. I'm like, what in the world are they talking about? They old. They ain't got nothing to talk about. 2 hours. What could you possibly be talking about? So then my mom comes in the room and she just got this look on her face and I know she's gonna say no. She hands me the phone and I just was like, I knew it. I'm thinking to myself, I knew it. My mom was like, okay, you can go. Y'all, when I tell you, I was so happy. I was excited. Y'all can say what y'all want. I was on top of the world. I gave my mom a big old hug and a kiss. I gave my daddy a hug and a kiss. I was excited. I was like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. She said, well, you know, Friday, we got to get up and do something in the morning, but her mom's going to come get you Friday evening when she get off. Bet. Now, y'all, look. I'm hype about the sleepover. I am about to live my sleepover dreams right now. Everything I have seen on the movie, I'm about to put it into real life. Like, I am looking forward to this. So I get back on the phone with Blue. We excited. We planning everything. We going to eat a bunch of snacks. We going to stay up all night, watch movies. We going to play dress up, do each other hair, makeup. Like, we about to have the best sleepover ever. I'm lit. Now, when I sleep over with my cousins, it's nothing like this. It's just mainly, we just sleep over, really. They cook, we eat, watch TV for a little while, we fall asleep. But this is a sleepover, and I'm excited, y'all. So, Friday comes. We get up that morning, we go handle whatever business my family had to handle. Then we come back. I come home, I get in the shower, I get ready. I done pack my little to-go bag. I'm ready. I'm just sitting down. Matter of fact, I'm so hyped. I didn't got ready an hour and a half early. I did not care. I was excited because I was going to make sure my mom wasn't going to change her mind because my mom was good at that too. So, Blue Mom finally gets there. She, you know, pulling to the driveway. She gets out. She's talking to my mama. I just bypass my mom, go put my bag in the back seat. I'm in the car. I'm waiting. I'm texting Blue like, girl, they talking again. Like, damn, they talked for 2 hours yesterday. What could they talk about today? They ain't did nothing interesting. So, finally, her mom comes and my mom's walking with her. My mom gives me a kiss on the cheek, of course, and she goes, you know, have fun and, you know, stay in contact with me and your daddy. I'm like, yes, ma'am. So, we off. She's like, Blue Mom was saying that she had to make a couple of stops. She had to go to the grocery store. And I'm like, no, ma'am. On the movies, they already have everything they need. I'm thinking to myself, but of course I didn't say that. I'm like, yes, ma'am. So we went to the grocery store, and I ain't gonna lie. Blue Mama, she blessed the game. She bought us everything we wanted. Like, even if I made sure I got snacks that I know my mom didn't let me have. But it'll be okay if I have it over here because my mama don't know. And it ain't gonna hurt me one time. It ain't like I eat the stuff every day. You know what I mean? So, after we left the grocery store, her mama had a couple of more stops. We end up making it to her house maybe like by 6 o'clock. We ain't even pulled in the driveway good enough and put the car in park. Blue come running outside. We done packed up all the groceries, took them in the house. Me and Blue putting the groceries up. Her mom went in there, I'm guessing, took a bath or whatever. Her mama comes back out and was like, are y'all hungry? And was like, yes, ma'am. So her mama cooked. Y'all, her mama made lasagna, garlic bread. I think she had salad. Y'all, it was bomb. Now, it ain't better than my godmother and my mama's, but it was still bomb. And then she said, y'all want some dessert? I'm like, okay, why not? It ain't like we got to go to school in the morning. So she said she gonna make us homemade cinnamon rolls that her mom used to make for them when they had sleepovers. Let me tell y'all something. Her mama made these cinnamon rolls. These rolls must have come from heaven themselves. They were so freaking good. Oh my goodness, they were so good. So, let me just say this. One thing I did like about Blue and her family was they sat at the table and they had dinner, which reminded me of my own family. They had dinner. They talked about their day like a family, and I really enjoyed that. So after it was over, after her mama made dessert and stuff, me and Blue cleaned the kitchen and her mama went in the room. Then her daddy came and he set up the other phone line in the living room with us. So now we got both of the phones. That way we could both be on the phone at the same time in the living room. And y'all, he had it decked out up in there. He had the, it looked like a little tent. Like, it was huge, though. And I know this tent poster went outside, but he had it set up and had to put us some sleeping stuff in now. Then we got the movies. He set up a little spot for the snacks. Y'all, he made sure we was decked out. So he was like, y'all good? Yes, sir, we good. So her mom ends up coming back out maybe like 30 minutes later and said that her and her daddy was about to call it a night. And I'm like, dang, they're going to sleep early because they had to go to work in the morning. Now I'm thinking to myself, what you mean y'all got to go to work in the morning? Because Blue told me they was off. And she was like, yeah, we got to work in the morning, so we're going to call it a night. If y'all need anything, y'all just come knock on the door. And we was like, yes, ma'am. So they went in the room. That was it with them. So me and Blue, we like, what we going to do? We sitting there eating on our cinnamon rolls, drinking on our drink. And her mom, let me tell y'all how cool her mama was. Her mama made us these, I don't want to say they was martinis, but they was martinis, but virgin style. No alcohol, though, but they was like in a martini glass. Y'all, her mama went all out for the sleepover. So I'm like, come through. Mama then came through knowing I'm trying to live my sleepover dreams. Thank you, mama. Thank you. I appreciate you. You loyal. You know what I mean? In my DJ Khaled voice. So we just sitting there, and then her cell phone rings, Blue. And so she was called somebody on the house phone, and she was like, pick up the phone. So we both on the phone, and of course, who it is? Some boy. I'm going to even say it's a boy, because he was a man. Now, I don't know if I said this in my other or my previous podcast, but Blue was 3 years older than me. And the boy, we're going to call him Jerk, because he was getting on my nerves. Jerk was 2 years older than Blue. So they both older than me. You do the math, okay? So Jerk was at the studio or whatever he was with a whole bunch of his friends. And we on the phone talking to him. And I'm just like, look, I really don't want to talk to him. This sleepover already started off good because your mama done blessed us. You know what I mean? Like, we not about to go left when I'm trying to keep straight. Now, you veering off the road, keep straight. So she was like, we're just going to stay on the phone for a couple of minutes. Y'all, why a couple of minutes turn into a couple of hours? Now I'm mad. Because they really ain't having conversations because they at the studio. They doing their thing. They just really holding the phone. And he's saying something every now and again. So he goes, he miss her. Jerk tells Blue that he misses her. And he wanted to see her. So I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe she's going to tell Jerk to come tomorrow because we literally going to be here by ourselves, which I did not know. And she was like, well, I miss you too. So we just started talking, and then he said it again. Well, I miss you. I want to come see you. Now I'm getting to the point where I see he implying that he want to come see her tonight. So she goes, well, if you come see me tonight, you know what you got to do. Pause. What does he have to do? Because I'm confused. Let me tell you something. I didn't have to give up a kidney, a couple of toes. I didn't have to sign my life away to come here to your house and do the sleepover. So if you think I'm about to get in trouble because you trying to get Jerk to come over here, oh no. Your girl gonna seem like a canary. I said, how is he gonna come over here? Your mom, the way her house was set up, her mom and dad room was literally right by the front door. So if you was to open the door, they would hear it. If you was to put the code to disable the alarm, they would hear it. So I'm like, how is he going to come over here? Why would you invite him over here anyways? And so he was like, bet, you know, when I leave the studio, I'm going to hit you up. So we get off the phone and me and her, we ain't arguing, but we kind of having an argument. And I was like, look, I did not sign my name in blood to come over here to be stuck in the house with these dudes that I do not know. And she was like, girl, it's going to be okay. You need to live a little, blah, 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 blase, blase, blase. She said, I do this all the time. I promise you. I said, you do what all the time? She said, we're going to sneak out. Who going to sneak out? We is a plural word, which is me. And only people in here is you and me. We ain't finna do nothing. You going to sneak out. I'm going to stay my butt here. And when your mom and them do come out the room and ask where you at, your girl going to sing like a canary. Because guess what? Your mom and daddy ain't finna kill me for sneaking out the house. And then they going to tell my mom and daddy. And then my mom and daddy going to kill me again. Just to wake me back up
bring me back to life to kill me again. Nah, boo, it ain't worth it. I don't even know Jerk and Jerk Friend. I don't know them. It's not worth it. She was like, you need to stop. You need to get outside your box. You so sheltered. Blase, blase, blase. I said, look, I hear what you're saying, but that's not why I came over here. I did not ask to come over here to be sneaking out to see some boy. She said, girl, it's going to be fun. I promise you, I do it all the time. So I'm just like, whatever. I'm hoping he don't call, to be honest with y'all. So she said, now look, watch this. Now the time that went by, time has passed by. It's like 12 o'clock. And she said, now at 12, I'm just going to give a round of the number. She said, like at 12:15, my mama going to come out here and ask us, you know, if we okay, do we need anything. And then 15 minutes later, my dad going to do the same thing. I'm like, okay. So, I'm just waiting. For sure, 12:15 come, guess who it is? Her mama coming out the room. Y'all all right in there? Y'all need anything? I'm looking shocked. No, ma'am, we okay. 30 minutes later, here come her daddy. He calls my friend by her nickname, which I'm not going to say, so I'm going to call Blue. He's like, Blue, y'all okay in there? Y'all need anything? I said, yes, sir, we fine. If y'all need something, knock at the door. Boom, she said, we ain't going to see them no more until it's time for them to get up and work in the morning. So now, it's going on 2 in the morning. We didn't fast forward it. Jerk finally calls. He says, I'm in the spot or whatever. So I'm nervous. I'm so nervous. I said, look, I'm not set up to be sneaking out the house. I'm really not. She was like, you just need to calm down. I said, what we going to go? We going to go out the front door. They're going to hear us. They're going to hear us disabling this alarm. She said, who said anything about going out the front door? Now, in Blue's house, she had a game room. I did not know that the game room was not tied to the alarm system. Because she had a door and everything in her game room. So, she said, we're going to go to the sliding door. Then we're going to go through the gate in the backyard and walk to the front. There you go with that we. We did not sign up for this. We just trying to live her best life and her dreams at the sleepover. We did not want to sneak out with some boys that she don't even know. She was like, well, you going to have to come. I can't leave you here. Who you can't leave here? Oh, yes, you is. You going to leave me here. And when your mom and them come out, I'm telling you. I'm not, no, ma'am, no, ma'am. She was like, will you please, just live a little. I promise you, it's not going to be bad. I do this all the time. I said, fine, Blue, fine. So we goes in the game room, open the sliding door, we leave it cracked. Go through the back gate, leave the back gate cracked. We walk through the front. He parked on the opposite side of her house, two houses down. So as we walking up, I said, you better get in this back seat with me. I don't know this boy. I will turn this whole car upside down. You know I will. She said, I will. Fine. You just need to just calm down. You know, just trying to tell me to calm down. So we get in the car. She introduces us. And him and his friend, Jerk and his friend, like, yeah, what's up, Ma? I'm like, mm-hmm. Like, I'm dry. I'm dry at the Sahara because I don't want to be here. So we just sitting in the car talking. And I'm just thinking to myself, this fool really got us out here at 2-something in the morning, sitting in the backseat of this boy car, talking about nothing, really. I mean, what more could we talk about? We was on the phone with this fool for hours, and he wasn't saying nothing. And guess what? He's just as boring in person as he is over the phone. So I'm just like, I'm just pissed. As the time is ticking, I'm getting madder and madder and madder. Now, mind you, when we got in the car, Jerk and his friend smelled like they just straight ran through a marijuana factory. So I raised the window down. So Jerk tells Blue that, you know, they wanted to go get something to eat. You know, they had the munchies. They wanted to go to this little spot that was 24 hours. It's like 30 minutes up the street. So when he said 30 minutes up the street, I immediately opened the back door. And he said, my man, what's up with you? I ain't going nowhere. So if you think you finna drive this car, guess what? Your girl gonna tuck and roll, go the back the same way I came out, and go sit on the couch and be waiting for Blue Mama and Daddy. She told me, you need to calm down. You embarrassing me. Do it look like I care? I didn't sign up for this. I don't care about embarrassing you. And Jerk tells her, man, what's up with your friend? Nothing's up with me. What's up with you? What kind of man's having some girl sneak out 2 o'clock in the morning? Men don't do that. Men come knock at the door. You know, my dad raised me that way. That's what men do. I don't know what kind of BS this is right here. And you ain't about to drive off with me, because guess what? I will tuck and roll. You better hope I don't hurt myself, because I done memorized your back, your license plate number. So, I'm not the one. So, she just was like, oh my goodness. And he was like, man, talk to your girl. Here she go. Please, 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 please. I promise you, it's not far. It's just 30 minutes up the street. Why she needed me to be included in her little sneak out thing, I don't know why. Especially since she said she do it all the time. I did not understand, y'all. For the life of me, I didn't understand. So, I was like, fine. So we get in, I close the door, and he drives off. He's driving to the spot, to the 24-hour spot, which turned out to be a breakfast spot. I'm like, okay, whatever. We get there. Mind you, I'm thinking, it's 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back. So when we get there, they sit down, y'all. Jerk and his friend ordered so much stuff. I just ordered something to drink because I need something to calm my nerve. Not nothing alcohol, of course. Just some water. And then Blue ordered like a little appetizer thing. And so the whole while we sitting there, I'm looking at my phone. Because I'm just waiting for my mom and them to call me. Because I know that Blue mama and daddy then came and saw we wasn't in there. And of course they got my mama and my daddy number. So I'm just keep looking at my phone. And she's like, will you stop looking at your phone? I told you, I do this all the time. Yeah, but see, with my luck, this the time you'll get caught. And so she was like, I promise you, you ain't gonna get caught. Now, let me say this. The rest of my best friends that have already spent the night with Blue, they refuse to spend the night with her again. Now I understand why. So I said, fine. I'm just gonna, you know, don't worry about the phone. I'm just going to, you know, interact with these gentlemen. I'm not gonna call them gentlemen because they weren't gentlemen, with these characters. Okay, so Jerk was funny, I ain't gonna lie. After a while, he said a couple of things that made me laugh. His friend was weirding me out because he kept staring at me and stuff. Like, I was so over him. So I end up looking back at my phone and I'm like, oh my goodness. I said, Blue, it's almost 4 o'clock in the morning. And she was like, oh man, the time just slipped us. But she said it in a way of, okay, and so Jerk was like, oh well, let me get the check, we're gonna head back that way. So we get the check, he paid for it, we get in the car, we head back to Blue's house. When we get to Blue's house, this time he parked on the side of her house. The side of her house is facing, but two houses in front of her house. Does that make sense? Two houses up. I think that makes sense. I hope that makes sense to y'all. And so we just sitting in the car. So I'm getting ready to open the door because I'm like, okay, we didn't already talk. We ain't been talking about nothing. I'm thinking we about to, you know, go in the house. She goes, oh, y'all want to come in? Y'all, at that point, I seen myself ripping Blue's face right off her body. I really did. Because I'm looking at her like, is you crazy? Like, do you want to get caught? I'm so confused at this point. Like, I'm really, really confused. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? And of course, Jerk and his friend was like, oh, yeah, yeah, we'll come in. I get out the door. I get out the car. I slam the door. I go through the little back gate. I go through the sliding door, and I just stand right there for a minute. Because I know once I walk through this door, Blue Mom and Daddy are going to be sitting right here. I know it. So, can y'all guess what happened? I'll wait. I'll let y'all guess. I'll wait. So, when I walked through, there was no Blue Mama. There was no Blue Daddy. I'm dumbfounded. I cannot believe we've been gone for hours, y'all. And they ain't came out that room for real. I'm so shocked. So, I'm mad. So, I'm sitting on a long couch. I'm sitting on the opposite end of the couch. Blue
and Jerk, they sitting on the little couch side by side. And then Jerk friend, he sit on the opposite end of the couch I was sitting on by Blue now. And so they was talking or whatever, and Blue was like, you need to scoot a little closer so you can be included. No, no, I don't want to be included. I'm fine with exactly where I'm at. So I'm playing my game on my phone, waiting for it to get sunlight so I could text my friends, because they're not going to believe this. And so they talking, they whispering it and talking. I'm thinking, this is not the kind of man I want. Gotta sneak him in my house, then we gotta sneak and talk. Well, we don't have to sneak and talk. They gotta sneak and talk, because they know we here. They don't know they here. So we gonna fast forward. It's like 6 in the morning. I hear the lights come on in Blue's mom's and dad room. So I kind of get up and look around the corner, and I can see at the bottom of the door that the light's on. So when I turn back to say something to Blue, Jerk and his friend was gone. I thought I was tripping, y'all. I really thought I was tripping. I thought because I had been in that car so long with Jerk and his friend that I caught a contact and I was tripping. So I'm just looking at her and I'm looking around, and her mom and dad, they open the door and they coming in and out the kitchen, you know, getting ready to go to work or whatever. And she like, oh, did y'all have fun? And I'm thinking, no, we literally just walked up in here. And so Blue tells her mom this huge fabricated story about the night we had. And now I'm really getting pissed because the night she described sounded as fun as hell. And I'm just looking at her like, you know what? I see what my mama was talking about. And let me say this, because I don't think I said it already. The reason my mom was reluctant to let me spend the night with Blue, because she always thought Blue was fast. And she never wanted me to be a follower when it comes to Blue to be a leader. So she was, you know, she was reluctant about that, because she know Blue was sexually active. And I'm just like, my mom was right about you. Not only is you fast, but you are a magnificent liar. For you to be as young as you are, you magnificent. I mean, she didn't fabricate, y'all, this whole story. She pulled that story out of thin air. Even I'm looking at her like her mama looking at her, because the story she's saying is good. I'm like, dang, we had a good night. In reality, we didn't. So now I'm really mad. So we're going to fast forward. It's time for her dad to leave. Her dad said, you know, I'm going to keep my phone on me. If y'all need anything, call me. Yes, sir. 5 minutes later, her mom leaves. She said, I'm going to keep my phone on me. Call me. She gave us some money. Said, if y'all want to order y'all something to eat, or if y'all want to go to the corner store. And really, my mama and daddy already gave me money. And then I always save my money from babysitting. And when I braid hair, I just always save my money. So I had money, but we ain't going to turn down this money. Thank you. She said, I should be home by no later than 9. But you know your daddy, he gonna go out with his friends tonight, so he'll be home later. But I should be home by 9. If y'all need anything or y'all want me to pick up anything, call and let me know before 9 o'clock. So we was like, yes, ma'am. So they leave. I get up. I go lock the top lock because that's what Blue tells me. And as I'm turning around, who's walking through the game room? Jerk and his friend. And I'm just looking at them and I'm just getting pissed off. And they come up and now they reeking of marijuana. Now, I didn't say this earlier, but while we were sitting there talking, well, whispering, they was whispering, Jerk and his friend had went outside and they smoked. And they ate all our snacks, even the cinnamon rolls her mama made us. So it looked like we had been up eating all night, really, if you really look at it. But in reality, we didn't, because these fools ate everything. So all I know is Jerk and Blue, they disappeared. Use your imagination. I'm sure they was doing whatever you thinking. I don't know. But all I know is Jerk's friend tried to push up on me, and I had to read him his rights real quick and set him straight, and it was understood. I am not Blue. No way, shape, or form. It's not going to happen. So once I read him his rights, he was good. Now we could just sit here and have a regular old conversation. So we were just talking. And I'm just thinking to myself, when they leave, me and Blue getting into it. We getting into it because I'm just so over it. at this point, I'm so pissed off. I'm really thinking about just calling my mom and daddy and telling them to come pick me up because I'm really, really over it. So, maybe like not even 30 minutes later, they emerge from the depth of hell, probably. Where I felt like they should have been because I was mad. Y'all, yeah, I was mad. So, Jerk and his friend, after they emerged, they left. Fool ain't said bye. Fool ain't said nothing. Picked up his car keys, his cell phone, you know, gave a little motion to his friend, and then they dipped out. So I'm just sitting there, and I'm just looking at Blue. And she was like, what? I said, really? I said, please don't tell me you was in there doing what I think you was doing. And she was like, you just acting like a kid. You need to stop that. No, you need to stop. Where's the fucking respect? I said, I'm so confused. Because I didn't think you and him was on a level like that. But let me tell y'all a little fun fact about my friend Blue. Blue is a she's narcissistic. If you don't know what it means, look it up. She's textbook narcissistic. She just craves all the attention. Everything needs to be about her. It don't matter. She craves so much attention from men, she'll do anything to keep that attention. So, me and her, we get into it. And then I'm just over it. I'm over it. I'm done talking to her. So, I gets up. I goes and I fix me something to eat. I'm eating. I'm texting my friends. And she texting my friends too. We ain't texting in our group chat. I'm texting them separately. Because I'm just like, y'all not going to believe what Blue done did. And Blue was basically telling them that I'm acting all like a stuck in the mud. I'm being a party pooper. Blase, blase, blase. But they already knew how Blue was. Because that's why they don't spend the night with Blue no more. So, after I ate, I ended up falling asleep. It ain't even 9 o'clock. Matter of fact, it ain't even... Yeah, it's not even 9 o'clock. So I fell asleep. I woke back up like at 12 something. Once I got up, I took me a shower. I got ready, put me on some clothes. And then, same thing for Blue. That's what she did. So we decided we was going to go outside and just relax. We opened up her garage. Her daddy had the garage all decked out. It was like his little man cave. He had speakers and everything in there. So we put some songs on. We got our little chairs. And we were just sitting outside, chilling, relaxing. It was a nice day outside, too. And so, I want to say 10 minutes later, a car pulls up into her driveway. I'm just looking at her like, I thought maybe they just pulled in so they could back up. But they pulled in, they parked, and they got out. And I'm just like, who is this? Now, y'all... The driver was fine as hell. Oh, he was so fine. The passenger, he wasn't really my type, but he was cute. But that driver, oh my goodness. So I'm like, what in the hell? And so they get out. Of course, who already had invited them over there? Blue. Blue was talking to the passenger. So we're going to call the boy that was driving, we're going to call him driver and then driver friend. Okay, so driver and his friend comes up, what y'all doing? And like, nothing. She introduces me, of course, and I'm just looking at her like, are you serious? Like, I'm confused, y'all. I'm pissed, I'm confused. I'm just like, what's really going on? Like, what is really, really going on right now? So driver says, Blue said y'all was gonna braid our hair, which, look, I ain't gonna turn down making no money. I was like, all right, yeah, I braid your hair. So, he, you know, showed me a picture of how he wanted his hair braided. So, Blue went on the inside, got the stuff we needed. She braided his friend's hair. I braided driver's hair. So, we braided his hair, whatever. I'm telling him how much it is. He don't have no cash on him. Of course not. Of course he don't. He was like, but y'all want to roll with us to the ATM? No. No, we don't. You can go to the ATM and come back. And he was like, well, y'all ain't doing nothing anyways. Y'all just sitting here. Mind you, her mama don't get off until 9 o'clock. But yet it's still, we just got in the house from sneaking out with Jerk and his friend. So I'm just looking at Blue like, I can't be serious. You can't be serious right now. And so she comes, she done already got up, pulled her stuff in the dang on garage waiting on me. So I was like, okay, you know what, just calm down, calm down. I pulled my stuff in the garage. We let the garage down. We go in the house. I go pick up my phone, my mom calling. Y'all, I done been so sidetracked, I ain't even called my mom and my daddy. So I answered the phone. My mom was like, what you doing? I was like, oh, we was sitting outside, you know, with the garage up, listening to the music. She's like, everything okay? I said, yeah, I'm sorry I ain't call y'all. We was just so busy last night. And then she was like, oh, okay, well, I was just calling to check on you. Make sure you call your daddy. I was like, yes, ma'am. So I got off to my mama. I called my daddy. Everything was cool. So I got my phone, got my money. Same thing for Bloom. We locked up the house. We get into the car with Driver and his friend. Now, y'all, Driver done passed up like a million ATMs. A million stores with ATMs. A million stores that give you cash back. He done passed up all these places. Next thing I know, we ended up in Driver's apartment, which is an hour and some change away from Blue's house. I'm pissed.
And he was like, I'm gonna run up here and get the cash. So he turned the car off, of course, ran up the stairs and got the cash. And so he comes back down. He hands me my cash. I don't know what kind of arrangement Blue and his friend had, Blue and the driver friend, but he paid me. So I'm thinking, okay, well, let's go. I got my money. I'm ready to go. So he's like, y'all want to come up? No. Blue was like, yeah, we'll come up. No, I don't want to come up. I'm ready to go. And she's like, well, you stop. And I'm just like, excuse my language, but bitch, can't you stop being so easy? What is going on here? So his friend was like, yeah, we're going to come up. So Blue was like, well, y'all go up, we're going to meet y'all. So when they went up there, me and Blue got into it in the car. I said, girl, what is wrong with you? Is you that thirsty for attention that you finna mess with this guy too? I said, dang, Jerk ain't even left a couple of hours. And then that fool ain't even called, check on you, make sure you was all right, nothing. He just got what he needed from you and he left. She's like, we ain't finna do nothing. We finna chill. We were chilling. I don't understand. Like, I told her, you know what? I'm gonna tell you what. And we ain't leaving in 5 minutes. I'm calling my mama and daddy, and I'm going to let them know what's going on. I'm just going to suffer the consequences. But they're going to come get me, and then you're going to have to figure out whatever you got going on. They don't concern me. So she was like, all right, fine. I'm going to go tell them. So we get upstairs. She ain't saying nothing. Her and the driver friend, they all on the couch, cuddled up, kissing, making out. And I'm just looking at her. I'm like, and she ain't saying nothing. So I just barged out the house, went down the stairs, and I'm texting my friends. Because they not believing this. And then they like, are you serious? They mad too, because they know what type of person Blue is. Which, Blue is a good person. I don't want y'all to think she not a good person. But we ain't perfect. We all have our flaws. You know what I'm saying? We human at the end of the day. So I'm just texting them because I need to talk to somebody because I can't talk to my mom and daddy because guess what? They think we at her house with the garage up listening to music. So I go back upstairs and I'm like, and so Blue was like, what? Sit down, chill, relax. So I called Driver. I'm like calling his name. This MLFA, he all up in his bed, laying down. I guess he thought I was going to come in there, and we was going to be booed up like Blue and his friend is. Nah, this ain't that type of party, boo. We ready to go. He like, you sure y'all ready? I said, we ready, right, Blue? And she was hesitant for a minute. Yeah, we ready. He was like, okay, he ain't had no problem. Because what it really seemed like is he was bringing his homeboy over to see Blue. So we get in the car. Mind you, we are out in some change away from her house. So I'm mad. I'm pissed. And Blue goes, you need to stop being like that. That's why we don't be inviting you nowhere. Because you be acting like a stick in the mud.
And we just start arguing. And I'm like, I'm going to stick in the mud. I said, you know what? I'm not going to take no advice from somebody whose legs open up quicker than Google's homepage. Y'all, although I shouldn't have said that. I ain't going to lie. Now, I know I shouldn't have said that. But I was pissed and she was pissing me off. And then driver said, wait, you know, they was laughing. And he said, did you say her legs open up quicker than Google homepage? Google be opening up fast. And I was trying not to be, I was trying not to laugh because I was just too through. And we just going at it. And you know what? That's why you're going to end up by yourself because you just boring and this and that. I said, you know what? That's why you probably going to end up with a venereal disease because you for everybody. I said, you just refuse to just chill with your friends. It gotta be some dude involved. What's wrong with you? Do you crave attention that much that you can't be to yourself? You need to tell your parents they need to get you some help because there's something wrong with you. Like, for real, for real. So we arguing, we going at it. We have finally pulled up to her house or whatever. And I'm like, I'm over this. I get in the house, I start packing my stuff, I just set it on the couch because I'm for sure about to call my mom and daddy and tell my mama to come pick me up when she got off of work. I'm blue trying to convince me otherwise. And so we steady getting into it. I said, you know what? You just a perfect example for a friend. Like, for real, for real. I would have been fine if you wanted to hang out with your little male friends or whoever they are to you. But we supposed to have a sleepover. We could have at least did the sleepover first before sneaking out the house really twice. I said, I'm over this. I'm over this. I'm ready to go home. Because guess what? I could be comfortable in my own room, not worried about none of this. Chilling, relaxing. And she said, well, nah, no, I can't get you to spend the night no more. Whatever, whatever. So we texting our friends. So they call. And so she thinking they're going to be on her side. Because she making it seem like, well, she ain't making it seem like. She's like, I'm being a stick in the mud. I'm being a party pooper. I don't ever want to do nothing. I was rude to everybody, embarrassing her. And so basically they was like, because you putting people in situations that they don't deserve to be. You don't know these guys from nowhere. What she mean these guys from? Y'all, I do not know. But you got guys literally coming back to back to back. What is this, a whole house? I'm so confused right now. I'm so confused. And so my friends were like, that's why we don't spend a night at Blue House no more. Because she did the same thing to us. So I was over it. I had texted my mom and I said, Mama, when you get off, can you please come pick me up? Please, 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 please. So she called me. She said, baby girl, what's going on? I said, Mom, I'm just ready to come home. Please pick me up. Because Blue thought I was playing, but I wasn't. So I didn't pack my stuff. I'm just waiting here. So you really going to go home? So my mom is going to ask me why you leave early. I said, well, tell them the truth then. Because your mom and daddy around here thinking you a virgin and shit and you pussy popping everywhere. Ooh, y'all, excuse me. I didn't mean to say that. I didn't revert it back to my anger. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But you popping it everywhere. So tell them the truth. Tell them why I'm really leaving. Tell them we ain't had no sleepover. Our sleepover consisted of sneaking out the house to be with dudes that I didn't even sign up for. You know what I mean? So, my mom ended up coming. Her mom ended up coming at the same time, really. And so, her mama, of course, was shocked to see my mama. And so, they kept asking me, like, why I wanted to go home. I was like, I just wanted to go home. I'm ready to go home. I just want to go home. And Blue is such a good liar. She just was like, well, she was homesick and this and that. And I was like, please, please. Because I don't want to say nothing because I'm going to get myself in trouble. Because I know better than you really going to get in trouble. So I'm like, I'm just letting her talk. And I'm just like, Mama, please, can we go? She was like, all right. So I got my bag, put in the car, I left. Got home. Maybe later on that night, Blue texted me. I ignored her. The next couple of days she was texting me, I ignored her, but finally she apologized to me. So, yet and still, I'm like, y'all, even now, I'm still confused about the whole thing. Like, why? Especially because you got all this time on your hand, because your mom and daddy don't be at home. They be working mostly all the summer vacation, her mama worked. Her mama and her daddy worked. So she literally had the house to herself. The fact that she snuck out, I don't know why. I really don't. Then you snuck. Y'all, I'm over it. So that's the story time about the first time I snuck out the house. moral of this story is, y'all, make your own decisions. Don't be like me. Don't get influenced and get pressured into doing something just to appease somebody else. Because then you end up with a situation like me. Like, straight up, my sleepover dreams was ruined. I didn't experience it nothing like they did on the movies. This was 100% opposite. And if you ain't comfortable doing something, just say it. Just say you uncomfortable. I mean, yeah, I'm sure I was very vocal, but yet I still went. Me and Blue, of course, we passed that now. We grown now, but back in the time when it happened, we wasn't. At the time, I was mad at her. Because I feel like she chose her friends over these dudes that got what they wanted from her. And guess what? That was it. And guess what? I don't know what she met Jerk from, but Jerk didn't talk to her no more after that day. After he came over there, did what he needed to do with her, she didn't hear from him no more. His friend was messaging me. I ended up blocking him. But she didn't hear from him no more. So I'm like, what did that prove? You put yourself out there and then nothing became of it. So yeah. I hope y'all enjoyed this little story time. If y'all liking what y'all hear, you know, send me little messages about stuff y'all want me to talk about or whatever. You know, give me some feedback. This has been Story Times with a Gemini. Until next time, I will talk to y'all later, okay?